Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
The Garden Report is brought to you by FanDuel, the exclusive wagering partner of the CLNS Media Network.
Back at TD Garden, I am Josue Pavone alongside Bobby Manning with the Boston Celtics. Just grabbed another win, 19-0 here at TD Garden after beating the Houston Rockets. 145-113, blowout fashion. Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown leading the way. Ime Udoka, first time back at TD Garden since Game 6 of the 2022 NBA Finals where the Celtics fell to the Golden State Warriors. What did you make of, one, the way this team responded after the worst loss of the season against the Milwaukee Bucks, and two, just the overall vibes in terms of what the players and guys had to say about Ime Udoka's return?
I like the way they started. Rockets come out firing, 7 of 11, attacking inside, even defending well in stretches, getting on transition. They built that early lead, held Jason Tatum to 0 points in his first stint. But Jaylen Brown, how good was he in this one?
Oh, man.
Touching
another quick
every
start.
Area of the game. And Seeing, you know, coincidentally enough, all the areas Ime Udoka stressed with him when he was coach here in terms of the playmaking. This individual scoring obviously came a long way since They put the ball in his hands. And then the defense, about as good of a defensive game as we've seen from him all season, breaking up some early Şengün plays, blocking Jabari Smith twice around the rim, and then just getting out in transition. He started this game 8-10, super efficient, picking up free throws. And that kept the Celtics in it until they went on that 25-8 run between the second and third and blew this game open by 20-plus, leading by as many as 36 in this one tonight. It's not what I expected, Josue, especially Rockets coming in with a number 6 defense. But this is the level that the Celtics are executing at.
You know, the pattern that we're seeing with Jaylen Brown, though, like, it's starting to translate not only on the defensive end, but these quick starts, I think this is going to be one of those things where one of those seasons where we look back and say, man, like, that's when he started doing that. And it could be something that translates throughout his entire career. I mean, he's averaging 7 points or 7.6 points in the first quarter, which is good for eighth in the NBA. Nearly scored double figures in this one. And if he continues to do this, he's just going to continue to climb up that list. Joel Embiid leads with 11 first quarter points per game.
Yeah, and doing it in tandem with Jason Tatum, who came back in for that second stint. Threes started to fall for him, as they have in recent weeks here. So they were both on their way to the 27-30-30 game. Yeah. And then Tatum gets ejected in the fourth. Who knows how much longer he would have played anyway. But he came out pretty quickly there and picked up those two technical fouls, driving, wanted calls in those spots, and ended up getting the boot for the second time this season. But it didn't matter. As Joe said after, time and score. He's okay with Tatum stepping up for himself, and that's what Tatum effectively said. He said, I'm self-aware. I knew where the game was at. So you'll give him a pass on this one. I didn't love earlier in the year when he bowed out of that game against Philadelphia that the Celtics had a rally and win late. That was a much worse circumstance for him to do it in. But overall, Ime Udoka said after, I wish teams guarded Brown and Tatum the way we did tonight when I was the coach of the Celtics. So that's how Udoka felt about the physicality his team played on them. Of course, Porzingis and add wrinkle too, their ability to get the ball to him when the Rockets overemphasized the paint against Brown and Tatum there. So Celtics had answers, and that's what you keep seeing from this offense.
Yeah, you know, they look very comfortable out there, especially in the second half where you just got the sense where this is going to be a blowout. And before the end of the third quarter, that was certainly the case. Jaylen Brown finishing with a game-high 32 points. Tatum with 27, not too far behind him, of course. But, yeah, like you said, when the ejection happened, this thing was pretty much done. Last question I'm going to ask you before we get into our Ime Udoka segment in our next video. Extra motivation for guys like Jaylen and Tatum. I mean, we know that these two have somewhat of a relationship, ongoing relationship with Ime. They still keep in touch. Was that extra motivation in the sense of not to stick it to their former head coach, but in the sense of like, this is the not finished product, but this is where we are now, you know, 2 years removed from when he was coaching?
Didn't seem like it. I think enough times passed. We said on our podcast this morning, 478 days since that suspension. So you felt in the crowd, among the players, and even with Ime, who if anybody was going to have some motivation coming in this game, it would have been him to score some revenge, get that first win on the Garden Floor this year. You felt a little bit of that from him, but he knew coming in this was a back-to-back. Dylan Brooks was just getting back from his injury. Tari Eason out in this one. He said it's going to be a much better situation for Houston to pull off a win next week at home, and I'm looking forward to that one. I think they're going to come out with a much better game plan. Udoka said they tried some new things in this one that just didn't work in terms of how they guard the Celtics here. So not a great atmosphere for Ime's return, but as you mentioned, he said some interesting things tonight, which we'll get to in our next video.
Absolutely. We'll get into that. So check that out. And, of course, all of our coverage on CLNSmedia.com as well as CLNS Media on YouTube. The Boston Celtics beat the Rockets here. 145 to 113 is your final score. We'll talk about everything Ime Udoka related in the sense of him returning back to Boston here at TD Garden for the first time since 2022.
The NFL season is wrapping up, and there's still time to get in on the action with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed when you place a $5 bet. FanDuel, official partner of the NFL.